Now, let's focus on the text in one lesson from the published resource or teacher design lesson you are analyzing. When you consider the text in the lesson, you should consider all of the text. This would include sidebars, graphs, cartoons, charts, maps, questions, etc. You will need to answer the following questions to determine the rating for this dimension. It is important to be objective when answering these questions. If the information is not present, you must rate the dimension at the lower level. For example, in question 1, if the curricular resource is used for students in the E band, but the quantitative analysis shows that the text is actually written at the C level, then this would indicate a does not meet. For question 2, it is important to know what publishable quality means. You can assume that a published resource has been through an editing process. This means there are few or no grammatical mistakes, and it has been vetted by an outside source. If a text is of publishable quality, it meets similar standards. Content-rich means that this is a text worth reading. A text that is worth reading requires the reader to return to the text to learn more things on a deeper level. The text should reward close reading. For questions 2 and 3, you should consider the intended student demographic when making a judgment of the overall rating of this dimension. In general, the process involves looking for the evidence listed in dimension 1.1. If you find the evidence, it meets the criteria. If you only find some of the evidence, it partially meets it. If you find none, or very little, it does not meet it. Take a few minutes now and rate your resource on dimension 1.1.